The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is the way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the member you are listening to. May Allah accept your mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Today we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, when he left this dunya, if he, according to his own words, left behind two weighty things, the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and the two will not separate from each other till the Day of Judgment, according to that famous hadith of Al-Thaqalain, then we can be sure that there will be a strong bond between these two. Yes? So this is something that the scholars are always pointing out. And so these two will always be together, and that's what we are striving for, inshallah, to have that relationship with both. Although we believe that, yes, following Ahlul Bayt equals following Qur'an. Although we believe that Imam Ali, for example, alayhi salam, is Al-Qur'an and Natiq, the speaking Qur'an, the living, breathing Qur'an, to the point that in the Battle of Siffin, when they raised the Qur'ans up, we say that that wasn't really the Qur'an. Although it's the book of Qur'an, but that's not you following the Qur'an, that's just some pages and words that you have in front of you that you might have idolized verses and against Imam Ali, alayhi salam. Okay, so having said all of that, what we want to do tonight, inshallah, verses of the Qur'an that will push us to not give up on the azah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Number two verse, I'm going to go through this as quick as I can. Surah Shura verse 23, or excuse me, the second verse that I want to do, I'm going to have to skip the third one maybe. The second verse that I want to talk about is Surah Hajj verse 32. This is beautiful. What is the verse? ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever sanctifies, honors the شَعَائِر of Allah, this is of the taqwa of the hearts. What is a شَعَائِر? Or the singular of it is شَعِيرَة. It is any symbol, any sign that points to a certain direction, pushes you in a certain direction. I would say the sacraments of God, the sacraments of Islam. So what are? Give us examples of the sacraments of Islam. Well, the Quran refers to certain things as sacraments. For example, Masjid al-Haram is going to, of course, be the sanctuary of God. Just the fact that you call it Masjid al-Haram, it is a haram, that means it has hurmah and respect that has to be upheld. All right, so that's that. But we also have this term sha'air used in the Quran for what? Safa and Marwa, for example. The two hills. Inna Safa wal Marwata min sha'airillah. These are some of the sha'airullah, the Quran says. What happened there? Well, Bibi Hajar, what did she do? Seven times back and forth. Yes? And that's what we do now. Everyone has to do this. She went back and forth. Okay. I want to make a nice point in the end. That's not my point, it's one of our scholars' points. What else do we have? The sacrificial animal for Hajj. Yeah, the al-budna. It says, وَالْبُدْنَ جَعَلْنَاهَا مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. The camels that you're going to slaughter later in Hajj, these are شَعَائِرُ اللَّهِ. Back in that day, they would put a mark, a tag, something on this camel so people knew, don't touch this one. This one is special because it's going to be slaughtered on in Mina. Okay? These are sha'irullah. Now look at this point this one of these scholars made. I loved it. I was like, I gotta inshallah share this with the brothers and sisters. He says, if Masjid al-Haram is of the sha'air, then the shrine of Imam Hussein is definitely of the sha'air. Why? Because Kaaba is just stones. Karbala, there's a body there like none other. Yes, Masjid al-Haram is the highest. Because Allah is there. You tell me Karbala doesn't have any touch of Allah in it. It's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of what Imam Hussein did. If Safa and Marwa are of the Sha'air, then definitely Tal Zainabiyya and Maqtalul Hussein. the qatlagah, this distance. Or the distance between where Imam Hussein was killed and the mukhayyam, the camp of Imam Hussein, the tents of Imam Hussein. Back and forth, Bibi Zainab, you tell me. What did Hajar witness going back and forth? She witnessed a miracle. That water gushed out. What did Zainab witness? Grandest sacrifice. It's not one of the sha'airullah that we have to do ta'zeem of, make sure it's honored. If in Mina a ram was slaughtered by Ibrahim and then makes all of these sacrificial animals, sacred, I don't need to finish the sentence. The grand sacrifice of Ashura is definitely of the sha'air. All right. And so this Sheikh Ja'far al-Shushdari, or al-Tustari they call him, who has a whole book on Al-Khasa'is al-Husayniyah, those characteristics of Imam Hussein. And he gets very poetic in there too. He says, he sums it all up with this, and this is my last line. He says, Imam Hussein has performed the Hajj truly in Karbala. Not the symbolic Hajj that we perform in Hajj, which of course doesn't take away from the value of that, and that is one of the sha'airullah for sure. But you have a real manifestation of Hajj where Allah, it's not like Allah's going to come down here and say, sacrifice this ram instead of your son Ismail. Here Allah says, let it be. Hussein, Ali, Al-Akbar, Ali, Al-Asghar, everybody, Abbas, everybody, children after Imam Hussein is killed. God knows how many children died on that eve. Yeah, so it's not a symbolic Hajj, he says, that we do in Mecca. In other words, slaughtering a sheep. Imam Hussein, he does everything there and teaches us what Hajj really looks like. But yes, this all came with a price. It all came with a price. And now, alhamdulillah, here we are today, reaping the rewards of that price that Imam Hussein paid. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. These days and nights, as we get closer to Arba'een, we remember the Ahlul Bayt in Sham and what they went through. These days they say that when Imam Sajjad was the prisoner of Yazid, and by the way, it is not easy to be prisoner of Yazid. It says a person by the name of Minhal bin Amr, he saw Imam Sajjad in Sham and he asked him how he was. Maybe he was a person that was inclined towards Ahlul Bayt a little bit or felt sorry for Imam Sajjad. And so the Imam replies to him. He says that he said, how do you think a prisoner of Yazid will be? If you're asking me, all that it takes for you to know how I'm doing is to know that I'm a prisoner of Yazid. You can't expect any mercy if you're a person that is imprisoned by Yazid. How the Ahlul Bayt suffered as prisoners of Yazid, oh brothers and sisters. And so maybe that's why they say that Imam Sajjad, when he's asked which part was the hardest of this journey, he says, Ash-Sham, Ash-Sham, Ash-Sham. You don't know what happened in Sham. Just that one little four-year-old that we left in Sham should be able to tell you how hard it was. And so he's quoted to have said that they would put the heads of the shuhada, brothers and sisters, if we want an idea of how hard it gets, it's all about adding insult to injury and putting salt on the wounds. It says that he says that they put the heads of the shuhada among the camels of the women. What are you trying to do, putting them amongst the camels of the women?
Oh, Hussein, you live forever. To Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.